This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing the potential threats to the civilian and the military targets. According to the defense sources, the location include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantapura, Nagratrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Faisalka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Barmer, Bhuj, Corbett and Lucky Nala. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged using the counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and the prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. The citizens living in the border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit the unnecessary movements and strictly follow the safety instructions included and issued by the local authorities. It said that there is no need for panic, heightened vigilance and the precautions are essentials. AIR correspondent reports that the armed drones attempted to attack the border districts of Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot. But the Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralised the attempts. However, in Firozpur, the house was damaged and the three family members were injured due to this attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to the government hospital and are reported to be safe. According to the Firozpur Police Chief, Bhupinder Singh Sindhu, this was an isolated incident with most attacks being effectively countered by the army. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along with international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of Indian Air Force said that Pakistan has attempted infiltration at this location from Leh to Sir Creek on Thursday by using these drones. Wing Commander Vyomika informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, the armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an air defense radar. She said Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using the heavy caliber artillery guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and the injuries to the Indian Army personnel. She added that the Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil planes as a shield. Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that the Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy caliber weapons along with the line of control. She added that the purpose of large-scale aerial intrusions was to test the air defense systems and to collect intelligence. She added that the forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and the initial reports suggest that they are Turkish SS Guard Songar drones. Briefing the media in this occasion, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishri emphasized the denial of the attacks by Pakistan is yet another example of the duplicity. He added that the strike on the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pearl, who was killed brutally. The government lambasted Pakistan for targeting the schools and the religious places along with the border of Jammu and Kashmir. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishra said this is a new low even for Pakistan. Replying to the query, the Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of Kartarpur Sahib corridor has been suspended till further directions. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of the IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also at the possibility of the misuse of the debt financing funds for the state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and the sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan. In this statement at a meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of the cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and the donors of reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. The IMF took note of the India statement and its abstention from the vote. Meanwhile, the IMF Executive Board has appointed the first review of Pakistan's extended fund facility arrangement, allowing the country to access approximately $1 billion. Issuing a statement to the IMFC announced that the attention of the additionally, the board has to approve the Pakistan's request for a reliance and a sustainability facility arrangement worth around $1.4 billion to support the climate resilience and the disaster preparedness. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting with all the three service chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy in New Delhi, escalating in the India-Pakistan tension. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister also met with a group of Armed Forces veterans. These included the former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources said that Mr. Modi has an extensive interaction with the veterans on the current situation. The Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reviewed the arrangements made for the rail corporations in view of the escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies and operate the trains to help the people in the border areas. He said, along with the regular trains, the special trains should be operated as per the requirements. On the instruction of the railway minister, four special trains were operated from Jammu and Udhampur yesterday. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has directed all banks to remain fully alert and prepared to deal with any eventuality or crisis, ensuring the uninterrupted access to the banking and the financial services. In a meeting with the managing directors and the CEOs of public and private sector banks and the insurance companies, the minister stressed that the critical role of the banking and the financial sector in ensuring economic stability during these challenging times. The finance minister also asked all the insurance companies to provide the timely claim settlements and the uninterrupted customer service. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sabanda Sunowal, conducted extensive review meetings with the officials in Mumbai. Considering the prevailing situation, the Union Minister took stock of key maritime projects and directed the officials to ensure the business remains normal. Mr. Sunowal also reviewed the meetings to be taken in the ensurement of the smooth and the regular movement of the cargo operations. The Union Minister also reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal, Gujarat, one of the Ministry's flagship initiatives. And in an in-depth review of the Greenfield Mega Port project at the Vadhavan, which was held in the Jawaharlal Nehru Port Authority, Chairman Unmesh Vag and the senior officials. The minister stressed that the need to the fast-track development of the port, citing the Prime Minister's vision of making India a global maritime leader. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment, in the first round of negotiations of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement concluded successfully yesterday in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the first round, followed by the series of virtual discussions held between both the partners, which laid the groundwork in the in-person meeting. The ministry said that the constructive negotiations were held across all the areas of FTA, including the trade in goods and services, trade facilitation, and the mutually beneficial sectors of the economic cooperation. Both the countries reaffirmed their common vision and the mutual understanding to the work towards the future-ready framework and to conclude the FTA this year. The next round would be held in July this year. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing IPL 2025 season for 1 week. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of BWF Thapai Open 2025 BWF World Tour Super 300 event at Thapai, Taiwan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.